ask all of you to please stand. Please stand as we prepare to enter into worship this afternoon. We will start with our doxology, go into our call to worship, and our program will proceed as praying, and I will serve myself as we lead. Amen.
Turn the pain and let it rain. Glory. a heavenly way. Our Father and our God, here we are again, Lord. Here we are again, as always, standing at the foot of the mountain, looking to the hills. Oh, you didn't have to do it, but you.
Yes, Lord.
You did.
Yes, Lord.
He's Lord. He's Lord. wake me up this morning.
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Protocol has already been established. This afternoon, in a few short minutes, I'm going to share with you, with some, remind others of the significance of this day. And you know, many of us were taught our history in Sunday school. Many others learn our history through new members' classes and other training sessions. You know, you might remember that in 1787, members of the St. George's Methodist Episcopal Church pulled Richard Allen and others from their knees while praying and instructed them to return to the balcony, the designated seating area for African Americans in the church in those days. Following this incident, Richard Allen, Absalom Jones, led a departure from St. George and later developed the African Methodist Episcopal Church. You know, Richard Allen soon discovered that African Americans in Baltimore were also seeking a place to worship without interference. 1916, the two groups met in Philadelphia and gave birth to the AME Connection. They resolved that people of Philadelphia and Baltimore and other places should unite with them to become one body under the name of the African Methodist Church. In 1793, Richard Allen was encouraged to build a church. He owned a blacksmith shop where the church was constructed. In 1794, Mother Bethel AME Church was dedicated on that spot, with Richard Allen being its pastor. 1807, Allen successfully sued in the Pennsylvania legislature for a supplement awarded to the churches in those days. He successfully sued again in 1815 for his congregation to be recognized as an independent church. Following the successes in the northern states, the AME Church expanded into all parts of the United States and the world. The greatest expansion in the United States occurred during the Civil War. Then Bishop T.G. Stewart went throughout the southern slave states, seeking new members during this expansion. He had the slogan, "I seek my brethren." Alabama was one of those slave states where the expansion occurred. Alabama was recognized at the Alabama Annual Conference. This expansion spread to Enterprise. New Zion AME Church was the first AME Church in Enterprise. During those days, churches met on the land owned by African Americans. There were three black landowners during that time, the Flemings, Brents, and the Johns. The Zion AME Church met on the Grants property, now known as Coppinville area. Due to the travel constraints required to attend worship, the Johns family and others petitioned the Alabama Conference to form a church closer to where they lived. The petition was granted, and they met on the Johns family property. Later, Jake Johns donated 2 acres to erect a church, which became the name of Johns Chapel AME Church. You know, in 1914, members of Johns Chapel petition and granted permission to form the South Alabama Annual Conference, which is now known as the Southeast Alabama Annual Conference. The pastor at that time was Reverend W.M. Powers, presiding prelate was Bishop J.H. Jones. Since our separation from New Zion AME Church, 30 preachers, including our own Pastor White, pastored this church. Our first church was destroyed by fire. Our second was destroyed by a storm. 3 years after the construction of the third church, the congregation decided to give one the brick structure. Construction began in 1922. Reverend Roy Peters finished the present structure. course, there have been many additions since then. A stroke prevented him from ever preaching in the new church. However, he was eulogized by the church that he built. The ME Church, Richard Allen, this happens to be his birthday, and John's Chapel have served the world and these communities for a long, long time. This church has a beautiful and rich history. We come today to honor and celebrate the legacy set forth by the men and women who paved the way for John's Chapel, in particular, statute and sterling reputation in this community. Hence, our occasion.
Amen.
We are certainly grateful for the establishment of the AME Church, and particularly grateful for our John's Chapel AME Church right here in our community and our city of Enterprise. We do appreciate you, John's Chapel, so much. At this time, we ask for our officers to come to receive our offerings, and I guess our ushers will guide you, and the choir will sing to us, "There's a Leak in This Old Building." And so after they sing, the Reverend Dr. William J. Marshall is going to introduce our message, and then the choir will come again with a sermonic selection, and the next voice that you will hear will be that of our guest preacher this afternoon. Amen?
Amen. Trust you to bless it as only you can.
that the devil is. In Jesus' name we pray, we thank you. Amen.
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 Thank you.
one more stop, and we got to take care of Bishop.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, stand with me as I give to you the 133rd elected and consecrated bishop to the African Methodist Episcopal Church.
Oh, yeah.
And presiding prelate of the 9th Episcopal District of the state of Alabama. Come on, let's welcome our bishop.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. As we come to this moment, thank you. Everybody's a heeding to what Reverend Henley said. It doesn't take all of that to present a bishop. Everybody know everybody. But I always thank God and praise God for the honor. And I thank you, our candidate for bishop, the Reverend Dr. William Eugene Marshall. Thank you. I want to also thank God for these presiding elders. Still serving the church, the Reverend David Reddick and the Reverend Huggins.
Amen.
Thank God for them as well as their wives, Mrs. Huggins, Mrs. Reddick. Amen. Now there's only one Willie White, and we are so glad that he's in the 9th Episcopal. There's nobody else like him, and I don't think the world can stand two of them. Did a wonderful job. want to salute y'all. Now, I'm taking these moments. I am a little tired because I haven't preached in 3 or 4 weeks, so I say, well, I'll take on 2 engagements. And so I'm not going to preach long. Amen. And y'all like that. I ain't never heard nobody say, preach on this. I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm just going to deal with the scripture, and I'm going to talk some about that. Don't pull out your watches. You're going to get home for the Super Bowl. And there is only one preacher that I know in the African Methodist Episcopal Church that would have a program on Super Bowl afternoon. Second Sunday. I said, but that's when I'm supposed to go to Jones Chapel. She said, that's Super Bowl Sunday. So she would have been here, but she is going back home. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She had to preach in another part of Alabama. She texted me this morning and said, I'm 36 miles from Mississippi. But, so she's preaching there and on her way back home. Amen. Praise the Lord. So she can be in front of that TV. Amen. I thank my driver, Marcus Hill.
Amen.
Thank you for driving. Amen. Dr. Simon, I pray the Lord for him. Now, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, all the members of St. John, Jones Chapel, thank you. Jones Chapel, amen. I know who you are. We've been through a lot. I know who you are.
Amen.
All right, God bless you. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come now, Lord, please bless us. Thank you for this worship experience. Thank you for this worship hour. God, thank you for the musician, for the drummer, everyone. Thank you, Lord, for the ushers. Thank you for allowing us to be here, for this technology group, IT team, and everybody. Lord, bless this word today. Let it be to your honor and to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to call your attention today to our scripture. I just love the theme of this program. And it's we win. So I was trying to figure out how we win, Bishop Garrett, and we win. And then I'm trying to think of Fowler's Day. And all I could be thinking about was 2 Kings, Reverend Henry. And the 6th chapter. And dealing with Elisha.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
And Gehazi. And it reads, starting at the 12th verse of the 6th chapter. And one of his servants said, nah, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber.
Come on, sir.
And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and flex him. And it was told him, saying, behold, his daughter. Therefore send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. I figured we were close to door. Yeah. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and going forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say, keep seeing Jesus.
Yes.
Keep seeing Jesus.
Yes.
I think we've all lived alone long enough to know that the odds seem like they're against us sometimes in life.
All right.
Monday Founders Day for the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and hearing the story of John's Chapel, buildings destroyed by fire. There have been many odds against us.
Yes,
we've been through some ups and some downs. I didn't know about some of them.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And there are some folks out in the cemetery who are now a part of the cloud of witnesses.
Yes.
Have their stories to tell.
Oh, yes.
A pastor had a stroke building this building.
Uh-huh.
And in the history, as he said, he was funeralized in the building that he built, but never got a chance to worship people. But I know his wife, Sister T.D. Peters, who was a good friend of mine. And also the ups and the downs of life itself.
And
been new pastors way before Pastor Willie White.
Yes.
You've had ups and you've had downs.
Amen.
And almost never to the ground.
Yes.
The Lord has stood by your side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Folk laugh at you and call your hands crazy. You know, folk come up with these crazy notions about what the Lord told us. And we and I, what the Lord tells us, won't ever measure up to what we can afford and what we really got to do, what you are saying that the Lord told us to do. And you know how the odds are always against a prophet, particularly when they are in tune with God. Because God never look at pocketbooks and what we got. God has always superseded what we are capable of doing. Always saying, I don't need your money. I don't need you. If you are not with the program, I can still get done what I want it to get done. All I need is some willing people who are willing to pray and trust me and watch me open the doors and do what needs to be done. With crowds, I've always taken a few folks to do what I wanted to do, because that's the way I get glory. I always bring folks out who are in tight situations and in situations where the odds are against them, so that, when they get what they prayed for, they can say nobody did it but God.
Yeah.
chosen. I say, look at me. Lord, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, I didn't read that part, but the Lord blinded the people. And Elisha and the servant had to go out and lead them down the dark. Richard Allen said it might be a few of us because all of them didn't march out.
Amen.
Some of them said we are going to go right back up to the balcony, but we ain't leaving what we got. And y'all ain't but 27, 30-something young adults who are going to follow y'all. Talking about y'all going out to start a church yourself. But Richard Allen said, I tell you what, I know the God that shook my dungeon and my chains fell off, the God that allowed me to purchase my freedom at 20 years old for $2,000 by cutting wood and stuff. You can't tell me what God won't do. God, he said, if God did it then, God will do it again. Come on, Ashley, let's go out. Let's get up. They don't want us to worship in that church, but we'll go build us a Bethel.
I've enjoyed this choir. Reverend Jamie Sanders cheering. I said, cheering. They know they need some fighting in here.
Amen. Amen.
And then I just got full seeing my homegirl, me, y'all call her Mimi. I got full hearing her sing. I said, you know, God has really matured us and brought us to a mind of our way. We used to tear the club up.
Church, the pastor there, Roberts, will be our special guest speaker. And love you here up in John's Chapel AME Church. We know everything y'all had up here.
We're so thankful and grateful for our chairperson, Brother Roland Allen, who had a word. just want to thank everybody for making this day a success. And I want to thank my fellow trustee, Brother Max Hazen, for cooking that outstanding meal. Everybody that participated, we want to thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Come on, y'all, let's give a hand of praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Didn't that our hearts burn within us? As our bishop preached from the word of God? Come on, let's give our bishop another hand of praise. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. We-